the air.
The makers of Rawley's Cigarettes and Kool Cigarettes again present their new show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with a great cast including Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bow, brilliant young tenor, and Tommy Dorsey and his famous orchestra. May we ask you to remember two things? The first is
Rawley's Cigarettes. Those distinctive and quite superior cigarettes are now selling at popular prices.
And the second thing is
Kool Cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L, are mildly mentholated to cool and refresh your throat.
And both Rawley's and Kool's give you a dividend that no other cigarette offers. A valuable coupon comes with each pack, a coupon good for handsome premiums. Try a pack of Rawley's or Kool's and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, leading off with You Turn the Tables on Me. Edith Wright sings the chorus.
Tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne and let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Further endear Rawley's and Kool's to you by now giving you, in exchange for no other coupon than your friendship, the most valuable premium we have ever offered. A half hour with the man who is the current comedy sensation of the airwaves, radio's beloved stray sheep, now returned in triumph to the fold. Also his inseparable friend and counselor, Charlie Cliff Hall, that unique screen and stage comedian, Mae Questel, as Susie, and that masterful craftsman of comedy, Robert Bernard, as Boris. And here he is, the world's most lovable liar who is trying so hard to reform. The Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Now, wait a minute.
Charlie,
Baron, you're wrong.
Charlie, all you ever want to do is fight.
Yes.
And I know why.
Why?
Because you come from a quarrelsome family.
What? Why, we never quarrel.
Oh, please, now don't give me an argument. I heard your mother and father even fought at their own wedding.
Now, that's not so. My mother and father did not fight at their wedding.
No?
No.
What, you there, Charlie? Huh? What, you there?
You're so smart. Maybe you were silly to leave Hollywood and come east, huh?
You know something?
What?
The way things turned out, I was silly to run out of Hollywood in such a hurry.
Well, why?
They didn't read that diary after all. You know
that? Don't tell me you fall for the weaker sex.
You know something, Charlie?
What?
The weaker sex is often the stronger sex.
That's true.
Because of the weakness of the stronger sex.
Yeah.
For the weaker sex.
Oh, that's very good. But they're so helpless, Baron. Why, the average woman has a vocabulary of only 800 words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a small stock, but what a turnover.
Right.
Oh. Right. Yes, what a turnover.
Like that married sister of yours, eh?
Yeah, my sister,
yeah.
Dilly.
Yeah, Tilly.
Yes. Did she just get a surprise?
She did, eh?
Oh, she had twins.
She had twins.
She named the first one Otto and the second one Encore.
Encore? Why did she name the second baby Encore?
He wasn't on the program. You know?
I'll tell you one thing, though, Baron. You didn't eat any encore at dinner. You ate three desserts.
Charlie, I eat so much because my wife worries about my weight.
Oh, she does, huh?
Yeah, she's always telling me, to get myself weighed.
She's always telling you to get yourself weighed?
Yeah, every time I go near her, she hollers, get away, get away.
Oh, Baron, I beg your pardon. Excuse me for interrupting.
Who's this?
Well, it's Morton Bow. What's wrong, Morton?
Well, my dress shirt isn't back, and I thought maybe the Baron, with his information bureau, might know where I could locate our laundress at this time of night.
Well, I know where she does her washing, but I don't know where she hangs out. I don't know that.
Thanks.
Huh?
Thanks.
He didn't get it, Zimp.
I didn't get it either. I mean that $1,000 you promised to pay back this week.
Tommy Dorsey, huh? Listen, Tommy. You get Emily Zen so soon I get my information bureau pink.
Pink?
Yeah.
Well, you can't even get it open.
You can't.
Well, your help aren't here yet. I can see right now I'm stuck.
Father,
oh, don't worry, Baron. You'll make plenty of money in this town. Industry's going full blast. Every chimney in the city is smoking.
What'd you say?
I say every chimney in the city is smoking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Raleigh's, I hope.
Raleigh's. was that supposed to tickle the risibilities?
No, that was supposed to tickle the sponsor.
Well,
hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Susie.
Guess what?
What?
I just had my dog to the flea circus.
Yeah, and what happened?
He walked away with a show.
What?
Say, Baron, where do all the fleas go in the wintertime?
Search me.
No, that's all right, just as long as I know.
Oh, my goodness. You know, something bit me.
Well, you'll have to excuse me. I got to take a chicken home for my mother.
Listen, Susie, I got to open
up. Well, I can't help that. I got to take home a chicken.
All right. You want to pull it?
What?
He says, do you want to pull it?
No, I want to carry it.
Oh,
dear, oh, dear. Charlie's fainted. Oh, Baron, have you got any rye? Any rye?
No rye. No, only Swiss cheese and rice. No rye. Aha! He's in again. I wish I'd fainted.
Enter, Boris. Fetch yourself in the nick of time. Mm.
Hey, Rasputin.
Rasputin was a monk. I am no monk.
That's what you think.
Here, give him vodka. Give him vodka. Drink.
Oh, here. What are you giving me, liquor? Why, Baron, you let him give me liquor.
Well, Charlie, one little drink.
Now, Baron, you know my high principles. Me take a drink of liquor? Why, I'd rather kiss my best friend's wife.
You... What did you say?
I say I'd rather kiss my best friend's wife.
Who wouldn't?
Who would... No!
And here's that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and their own interpretation of Cole Porter's new hit, I've Got You Under My Skin.
Thank you.
Now, look, I want to tell you something. Charlie,
but I told you, Baron, you can open your information bureau the minute Susie gets back. You know, you worry too much.
I know that.
Yeah, you need more recreation. Have you seen any of the good shows lately?
Well, I saw that football picture called, what is the name of that? It's All Right for Pork to March Down the Street.
It's All Right for Pork to March Down the Street?
I saw that.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Oh, you know. Pigskin Parade.
Pigskin Parade. It's a little far-fetched. Huh? A little far-fetched.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it. Then, then I saw that cruelty to animals play.
Cruelty to animals play?
Yeah, you know, three men on a horse.
Ooh, ouch. Cruelty to animals.
Yeah, and I finished up with that drama. It was a drama called Couldn't Wag His Tail Anymore.
A drama called Couldn't Wag His Tail Anymore.
You know.
No, I don't.
Dead End?
Oh, Dead End.
I saw that, yes.
That's some comedy.
I don't like that laugh, Charlie.
You don't, huh?
Something tells me there's African in the lumber.
You caught the innuendo, huh?
You see, did you pitch it?
I mean, you perceived I was indulging in raillery, badinage, and persiflage.
Oh, sure, you see. That on the paper?
Especially it's on the paper and it's very lucid.
It's what?
Very lucid.
Maybe you should tighten it up a little, huh?
No, I mean it's intelligible, comprehensible, and perspicuous to the intelligentsia.
Charlie, you're nice tonight, you know it?
No, Baron. I bow to your royal pleasure.
Well, the way you're walking this season, Charlie, you're entitled to a bow.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. But what do we talk about?
Well, let's talk about my Uncle Julius on his freak show.
Yeah?
Charlie, on what freak?
Oh, well, be more specific.
You see, specific or Atlantic, they're all the same to the freak.
Oh, well, that's right. I mean in your enumeration of these abnormalities of nature.
Yeah. No, you, Charlie.
Yeah?
You're going to get freaked just the same.
Well, does your uncle have a giant?
A giant?
Yeah.
40 feet tall.
How tall?
50 feet.
You just said 40.
He's still growing. And he's got a tattooed man with pictures all over him.
Oh, you'll have to do better than that, Baron. There's nothing new about a tattooed man.
No?
No.
Well, this one's got talking pictures.
Oh, talking pictures. I see.
Yeah.
Tattooed man with talking
pictures?
Yes, oh, sure. How do you figure that out?
He's wired for sound.
Oh, he's wired for sound.
Do I have to do better than that?
Could you?
You know me, the Baron. I'm just warming up.
Yeah. And I suppose you saw the thin man, the living skeleton?
Saw him?
Yeah.
I cut myself on him.
You cut yourself?
I give him my blood, and he's got a human fish.
Human fish,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he swims from England to America.
What did he do?
He swam.
In what?
He swim it.
What are you talking about?
He floated.
He floated, he floated across the Atlantic Ocean? Inconceivable.
No, in a bathing suit.
Oh, in a bathing
suit. Yeah.
Well, has he a petrified man in a state of callosity and ossification?
You see, could you break that up in five zingles?
What? Could you? A man who's turned to stone.
No, he hasn't got that.
No?
But he's got an Indian rubber man.
An Indian rubber man.
He was over to see me today.
The rubber man?
Yeah.
Are you expecting him?
No. He's just bouncing.
Just bouncing.
He caught with one of the Siamese triplets.
No, twins, not triplets.
Yeah. You were going to get quadruplets, only you're hard to handle tonight, you know that?
All right.
Yeah, and the fat lady.
Yes?
She's got a fat lady.
Very fat, eh?
She's so heavy, a Kansas cyclone picked her up and had to drop her again.
Oh, now you're stepping over the line.
Well, I had to get out of Kansas, didn't I?
Yes.
And last week, his parachute jumper went 10 miles up in a balloon and jumped out without his parachute.
Well, I have a feeling I'm not going to believe this.
It's a funny thing.
What?
I got the same feeling.
Well, well, what happened to him?
He dropped 5 miles and hit a radio program going through the air.
You hit a radio program?
Yeah, and the band was just playing a chord.
Well, how did that save him?
He grabbed the cord and held on, you see?
He grabbed the cord and held on. Well, that's an utter impossibility.
What?
Now, don't start that again.
Don't argue with me, will
I'll
you, please?
You. What's the matter with you?
Hey, Rick, you're arguing all the time here.
Well, tell me more about the freak show.
You're getting me mad.
Oh,
never.
I don't want to get you mad. Go ahead.
But the funniest freak he's got is the missing link.
Oh, half man and half monkey, huh?
Yeah. Is he funny looking in the rear?
Funny looking in the rear?
He's got... No, I can't tell you.
Oh, come on.
You'll think it's a story.
Come on. What's funny about him in the rear, and why will I think it's a story?
Because.
But why?
Thereby hangs the tail.
Sweet music is the poetry of romance and of love.
the voice of Morton Vaux, who is winning the acclaim of listeners from coast to coast. Singing.
I'll sing you a thousand love songs, and still they'll seem so few. For I need a thousand voices to tell you how I love you. I've only one heart to give you, one voice to listen to. Oh, I'll bring a thousand love songs, and I'll sing every one, dear, for you. Songs of memory, such lovely melodies of love. Night of bliss, come fill my life with love. I've only one heart to sing to, one voice to listen to. So I'll bring a thousand love songs, and I'll sing everyone dear for you.
Well, Baron, believe it or not, your Information Bureau of the Air is finally open and the questions are pouring in from all over the world.
Yeah, and so soon Susie gets back, I start shooting out all the info.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, here's Susie now. Around the end? Well, what's it about? A football game?
No, a hippopotamus.
He can't help it, Charlie.
Yes.
Stupidity is hereditary.
What?
Don't you hear good? I said that stupidity is hereditary.
That's a fine way to talk about your parents.
She got me.
Well, quiet. We're going to answer the questions. We'll take them as they come in.
Yeah.
Now, question number one is from Alfred Dunn, 474 Webster Avenue, the Bronx. He says, Dear Baron, who said, I came to bury Caesar, not to praise him?
The Undertaker.
Very good. I must tell that to Nonya.
Nonya? Nonya who?
Nonya business.
Well, here's one for you, Susie, from Werner Muller, 2161 West 71st Street, Brooklyn. What do elephants have that no other animal has?
Little elephants.
Possible.
Give me a question, Charlie. I couldn't be worse than these two.
All right. Now, this is from Miss Stella Bell of Oakland, California. She says, is it safe for a girl to go out with a sailor?
No. He might be a wolf in ship's clothing.
Give him the next one, too. It's about horse riders.
About what?
Horse riders, you zimp horse. Do you like horse riders?
No, I like a horse black.
Say, why do you always talk like a shekhead?
I want you to understand me.
Yeah. Oh!
Wait, please, gentlemen, listen. The question. Here's another one. Dear Baron, how can I remove a wart?
Oh, my sister just got rid of a wart by burying a black cat.
Oh, that's a silly superstition, Susie. Where was the wart?
On the cat.
Well, try this one. Name a food starting with F.
A food starting with F?
Yes.
Oh, eggs.
No, not juicy. Eggs start with E, not with S.
Scrambled eggs?
Yes. Please, the next question, please.
Well, this is from Mrs. Mary Briggs of Westport, Connecticut, RFD. Dear Baron, on my turkey farm, I have two turkeys, whom I named Roosevelt and Landon. But now I can't tell them apart. How can I make sure which is which?
Well, here's the answer.
What is it?
Wait till Thanksgiving and see which one gets it in the neck.
The old buzzer again, Baron.
I know. The time is up and you've got a date. All right. Good night.
Well, you certainly know all the answers.
I should. I was at the rehearsal.
Good night, comrade.
Wait, I got a question for you. Have you got $20?
Of course I got $20.
Well, if I ask you to loan me 10 of it, how much will you have left?
$20.
No, Boris. You don't get it.
Neither do you.
Yeah. Oh.
So long, Munchie.
I hate them.
Oh, Barry. Good night.
What? Oh. Good night, Susie.
I'm going to be all alone all evening.
Well, sit down with the book, turn on the radio, and what's this?
Uh-huh. Poor little Susie's going to be all alone.
Oh, so that's the way the wind is breathing, huh? Well, you're only young once, Baron. And the stork can't bring you back. Never brought me. Susie.
Uh-huh.
I pick you up in the drugstore on the corner, yes?
Oh, now you're talking, big boy. Don't be long.
I won't. Oh, that was too high. Well, Baron, maybe you ain't so old at that. Let me see. First, we take in a late show, then we go to a nightclub and...
Oh, Baron, here's a telegram for you.
Oh, thank you. Now I see who my radio fan is. Success for tonight and always. With untold love, your wife. My wife. The only one in the world who... Never forget. And I shall go out tonight, meet another girl, and leave her all alone. No, sorry. Wait, I call her up. Hello, Central? Give me Bryant. No. Bryant. 5-6-6-6-6, please. Yeah. I show her what kind of husband she's got. Oh, hello, Mama? Hello, Mama. Is this you? Is it? Goodbye. Hello, Mama. No, listen, darling. I'm nervous. I got a big surprise for you. Yeah, darling. Are you listening, Sugar Plum? No, I said Plum, darling. Well, no, listen, darling. Well, you don't have to stay home all alone again tonight. No, sir. No, I tell you what to do, darling. Put on your prettiest hat and coat, hop in the taxi. Yeah. Go over to your mother.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing I've Got a Note.
I've got a note, still the same note. I'm not a liar, it's one I could hire, but this is the note. Oh, look, I've gone on to another one. Do you like this note better than the other one? Back on a note, this is a note. This is the first one, it may be the worst one, but I've got a note. Thank you.
Questions for the Baron's Worldwide Information Bureau are rolling in with every mail. The Baron and his staff are acknowledging everyone. Send your question to Jack Pearl in care of the station.
I want to ask the Baron this question. When you finish a package of ordinary cigarettes, what have you got left?
The answer to that is nothing but an empty wrapper.
But when you finish a pack of Raleigh cigarettes or Cool cigarettes, what have you got left?
The answer to that is a coupon. A valuable coupon worth saving for beautiful, useful things. For instance, the premium catalog I have here shows cigarette cases for men, silk stockings for women, leather traveling toilet cases completely fitted out for either men or women, community paw plate silverware for the home, yes, and 28 pages full of other attractive items, all offered to anyone living in the USA. These coupons are a dividend given to smokers who've helped increase the sales of these union-made cigarettes. If you like a mentholated cigarette, smoke Cool. For Cools have just a touch of mild menthol, a touch that does not affect the flavor of this fine tobacco blend, but does soothe and refresh your throat. A good thing to remember as winter arrives with sniffles and colds.
But I prefer a cigarette without menthol.
Then Raleigh cigarettes have got what you want. Raleigh, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H, are now down to the same price as other popular brands. You pay no more for these distinctive cigarettes, but you do get a better smoke. A choice of plain ends or cork tips if you prefer them.
And you get those valuable coupons. So why not switch from your present brand? Try Raleigh.
Oh, Baron.
Yes, Polly.
Just one more question before we go.
Yeah.
Where do Lithuanians come from?
Where do Lithuanians come from?
Yes.
Employment agencies. Goodbye, and see you next Monday.